President Trump's move to end protection for people brought to this country as children affects different people differently. Consider the story of two sisters. The end of DACA, deferred action for childhood arrivals, will leave one sister more vulnerable than the other. Here's Claire McInerney of member station KUT.
Andrea De La Vega was super involved in high school.
I was editor of the school newspaper. I was I was in the mock trial team. I was head lawyer. I mean, I was in everything.
And she had great grades, which meant she could get into UT Austin, one of her dream schools, but
I couldn't apply anywhere because I didn't have the status to do so. I had nothing.
That was the first time she realized her immigration status could hold her back. She was born in Mexico and moved to Texas when she was in elementary school. But unlike many of the 800,000 other DACA recipients, Andrea's parents came here legally.
They never had the intention or even the thought of doing it, in any illegal manner.
Her father, an architect, got a job in Texas. This allowed him to get a work visa that covered the entire family. Once here, Andrea's parents started the process to get permanent residency, but it took more than 20 years. By the time that was approved, three of their four kids had aged out of their parents' protection. This meant they had no legal status. Besides Andrea, there are three other De La Vega kids, two sons and...
My name is Claudia De La Vega, or it's actually Claudia De La Vega. But I've been here for so long, right, that now I just got to keep it that way.
Claudia is Andrea's older sister and her roommate. She's an architect like her dad. Both girls attended small colleges in Texas that worked with students without documentation. But after graduation, they had no way to work.
I just didn't have a job, had no source of income, found ways to make ends meet, like selling stuff, going to the thrift store and buying stuff and reselling it on eBay, like anything I could do literally to get some money.
Andrea faced a similar situation and worked at a restaurant, getting paid under the table. Now, she's an office manager for a psychiatrist. Both sisters had college degrees and career goals, but their immigration status prevented them from getting jobs they were qualified for. Until DACA came along. It made Andrea feel like she finally had options.
This thing was literally a ticket to be able to start what I want to do.
Now that the White House says DACA will end in 6 months, the De La Vega sisters face two very different paths forward. Andrea renewed her work permit for 2 more years, but after that, it's unknown. Claudia has a permanent solution, thanks to her fiancé, Mark, a U.S. citizen who suggested they move their wedding date.
His mentality was like, you're my soon-to-be wife, and I'm going to protect you, and that's my job.
So that's what they did.
We had an appointment to get married at 4:15.
On a Friday afternoon, Claudia, Mark, her sister, and their parents went to the courthouse in downtown Austin.
We are gathered here today to join Marcos and Claudia in matrimony.
They joked about this being their dress rehearsal. They'll still have their big wedding in December in their hometown where they met.
Marcos, will you have this person to be your wedded wife?
I do.
Claudia, will you have this person to be your wedded husband?
I do.
Please join hands. By powers vested to me by the state of Texas, I now pronounce you husband and wife.
Now that Claudia can work and live in the U.S. without DACA, she's worried for Andrea, who doesn't have the same options she does.
Do you feel guilty?
I do. I feel so guilty about it. And here I am. I'm the one that lucked out, pretty much.
As for Andrea, she's going to stay hopeful Congress will pass a permanent program for childhood arrivals in the coming months. For NPR News, I'm Claire McInerney in Austin, Texas.